Okay, good morning everybody and welcome to Maseches Horios. Today's daf is Horios Daf Beis. We are holding at the beginning of the Masechta. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Ali and Nishmas, his mother, Goldova Simcha, La'ashom, V'nesham, Shav, and Aliyah. And we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. And we also want to note that we are going to be having, Be'ezras Hashem, a Siyum Seder Nezikin, together with all Daf, all Torah, here in the Shul in BKNW on Thursday, September 11th. For details, go to bknw.org. We look forward to seeing everybody there and celebrating together. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. The Mishnah is going to tell us the basic rule of a par helem davar shel tzibur, and it's going to tell us that if an individual does an aveira relying on Beis Din, he's going to be pater from a personal chatas. But if he does an aveira not relying on Beis Din, he does something for which someone is chayiv chatas, not really having nothing to do with Beis Din, then he's going to be chayiv a carbon chatas. The Gemara is going to discuss whether a hora'ah, the definition of a hora'ah, has to be that Beis Din just paskined a halacha, or they said la'asos, that only if you say la'asos. And the Gemara is going to bring three rayas whether a hora'ah is defined by the term la'asos. And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas if a guy is chayiv, if Beis Din paskined, let's say, that chaylev is mutter, and the guy ate chaylev, but he thought it was shuman, so he didn't even realize what he was doing. So is the fellow going to be chayiv for violating an avera b'shogeg? Meaning, had he thought it was chaylev, he probably would have eaten it also, because Beis Din paskined that the chaylev is mutter anyway, that this type of chaylev is mutter anyway. But he ate it thinking it was shuman, not thinking it was chaylev. So do we say that that's called that you're doing alpi Beis Din, or do you say that's a classic shogeg, and a person is going to be chayiv a korban chatas for that? And then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the Mishnah twice in the Mishnah discusses that a guy does based on Beis Din together with Beis Din. He does it one after the other, him and then Beis Din does it, or Beis Din doesn't do it at all. Why do we have to mention all three of those cases twice in the Mishnah? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to define who is called a ra'ui lahora'ah, to be considered someone who is paskening independently. That we say that only someone who does alpi Beis Din is going to be part of from his own personal chatos. But if he's doing it alpi atzmo, that he's paskening on his own, then he's not going to have the patur. He's not going to be able to hide behind Beis Din and say it's Beis Din's fault. Well, who is someone that's ra'ui la'ra that could be said to be doing something alpi atzmo? If he's not Maritz Gomer, he doesn't know anything. So there is no alpi atzmo. He doesn't have any das, he doesn't have any hora'ah. So how do we define someone who's ra'ui lo'ra for that purposes, for those purposes? Then the second half of Amud Beis is going to discuss a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about even a yachid who follows Ahura's Beis Din being chayiv. That if a yachid who follows Ahura's Beis Din, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether such a person in fact is chayiv. So a little bit of background to this Masechta. The Masechta, as we've just indicated, relates to Dayanim that make a mistake, that make someone just sent me recently a children's book that says that rabbis can never be wrong and and can never ever make a mistake. So the person said, is this apikorsis, right? It's against psukim in the Torah. So probably, yeah, rabbis can make mistakes. I said, quickly send me some copies, I gotta give it to my wife. And but the rabbis can make mistakes, and that's the premise of this entire Masechta, that even the biggest rabbis, the members of the Sanhedrin, can make a mistake. So if they paskin a heter bishogeg on something that's really aser, and then everyone follows them, so that's the din called parallel davar shel tzibur. We're also going to talk about a kohen mashiach that paskins a heter for himself bishogeg, and he follows his own mistaken psak, and a melech that doesn't have a bishogeg. So what's unique about those three categories of the Sanhedrin, the kohen mashiach and the melech, is that they don't bring the typical karbanos, that there is a karban for it, but they don't bring the typical karbanos of a person who violates something for which you are chayev echatos. So Maseches Horios is about those unique karbanos, and therefore it serves as a wonderful bridge between Seder Nezikin and Seder Kodshim, because where this Masechta is about karbanos, it's going to lead us right into Zvachim, right into Seder Kodshim. The problem is is, it seems to be on the wrong side of the line, right? Meaning it should have been in Seder Kachim. It shouldn't be in the Zikin, because it's really all about Karbanos. So that's what the Rambam writes, that because we have Masech Sanhedrin and Masech Avos in Seder Nezikin, and Sanhedrin is about the Sanhedrin, and Avos is largely about instructions for Dayanim and how to run a courtroom. So therefore, the Sanhedrin-related matters get included in Seder Nezikin. So Masech Sarios is in Seder Nezikin. In the introduction to the Masifta of Masech Sarios, he has a collection of Gedolei Achronim complaining about how hard Masech Sarios is. So it's known to be a difficult Masechta, but not necessarily in the conceptual sense, that it's difficult, so difficult conceptually. What they mean when they say that it's difficult is that when we learn Masechta and Shas, we rely very heavily on the classical Rishonim. We rely heavily on those who've learned it, and we rely heavily on the fact that so many people have learned it that they've sort of worked out all the kinks. They found all the mistakes, they corrected all the girsos, they made everything more readable. With Masechta Sarios, for whatever reason, a lot of the classical Rishonim are not available to us, or didn't write on it, and a lot of it doesn't seem to have been learned so much, so there are a lot of girsa issues, there are a lot of unusual phrasings, things that you wouldn't normally find in a well-trodden Masechta. So that is that's why they find it difficult. There is some debate about Rashi on Masechta Sarios, it's a little bit different. It sounds a little different than Rashi and other Masechtas in Shas, so some are not convinced that it is Rashi. However, the primary Rishon in Horios, which is the Tosfos HaRash, constantly quotes Rashi as Rashi. So certainly, whether it is or isn't Rashi, Tosfos HaRash definitely thought it was. It was Rashi. So a little bit of debate about that. Tosfos does not. There's not a robust Tosfos on Masechtas Horios, and even the Tosfos that we have is only until Chesam Nebeis. So not everyone is sure that the Balei HaTosfos wrote the Tosfos, or which Balei HaTosfos wrote the Tosfos. In general, in any Masechta, we're never sure which Balei HaTosfos wrote the Tosfos. There are always a lot of collections of Tosfos, but over here, even more unusual than regular. So in that sense, it's a difficult Masechta as well, that we don't have the classic Rashi and Tosfos even to rely on as we normally would. Okay, so the Masechta, as we said, start with Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, that a person who violates an Aveira that Yechayev Karban Chatos for Bishogeg is Chayev what's called a Chatos Yachid, that a regular individual brings a Karban Chatos. But if Beis Nagadol Paskin, that it's Mutter to violate one of those Averos, and then the majority of the Tzibur followed that Psak of the Beis Din, the people who actually did the Avera don't bring a Karban, it's Beis Din that brings a Karban. And that's what we call a Parelim Davar Shel Tzibur. So this parak is going to be all about that, all about the Parelim Davar Shel Tzibur, when Beis Din is Chayiv, when Beis Din is Potter, when an individual who followed Beis Din is going to be Chayiv, when an individual who followed Beis Din is going to be a Potter. When are they said to have been Somech on the Horah of Beis Din? When what's called a Horah of Beis Din? What's called a Beis Din for this for these purposes? Not every three people that gets together has a status of a Beis Din for these purposes. What's called Shogeg and what's called Mezid with regard to this, because it's only when it was done b'shogeg. So all of that is going to be dealt with Bez Hashem in this parak. So let's begin the Mishnah. Haru Beis Din Lavar Alachs Mikol Mitzvah Amurus B'Torah. Beis Din Paskin to violate one of the Mitzvahs Amurus B'Torah. The Mishnah doesn't say it. It means for which, if you do it b'shogeg, you normally chayev a Karban Chatos Kavua. Not a lesser Avera for which you only chayev Malkus, but not a Chatos, not something that you chayev in Olav Yorei, a Chatos Kavua, that they deal with Achilas Chelev, so Achilas Dam, something that a person is going to be chayev a regular Karban Chatos if he does it as an individual, but based in Paskins about something like this, V'alach HaYachid V'asa Shogeg Alpiyam, and a Yachid goes and follows them, Bein Sha'asu V'asa Imahin. Whether Beis Din does the very same Avera based on their Psak, and this guy eats lunch with them and they're eating Chelev together, Bein Sha'asu Va'asach Rehen, or whether Beis Din follows their Psak, and then this guy says, ooh, if Beis Din did it, I'll do it too. So they ate lunch from this Chelev, I'll eat dinner from this Chelev. Bein Shalo Asu Va'asa, or whether Beis Din never actually did it themselves, but this guy heard the Psak from the Beis Din, so he goes and he eats the Chelev based on their Psak, Potter, the fellow is potter from Karban Chatas, Membresha Tala Bebezin. Now be mindful, this is a Yachid, and if he's a Yachid that did it, that means there's no parallel in Davar Shel Tzibur. That means there was a violation of a Karban Chatas type of Avera, and it was but no one brings a Karban, not Bezdin and not the fellow. He's Tala Bebezin, and therefore he's potter from bringing a Karban. Now there are other qualifications that need to be met in order for him to be potter. The Haras Bezdin has to have been Bishogeg, they have to have issued a psak to be Mevatel part of the mitzvah and Mekayim part of the mitzvah, but the Tana doesn't go through because we have that. We have other Mishnayos in the Perek to teach us that. So it doesn't go through all the details, but it says, you know, generally speaking, a Yachid follows a Haras Bezdin on about a matter for which a person normally is Chayav a Karban Chatas, that Yachid is potter from the Karban Chatas. Haru Bezin passes that you're allowed to violate Achilas Chelev or of a particular type of Chelev, V'yada Echad Mehen Shetou, and one of the Dayanim knows that this is a terrible mistake that they're making. O Talmud Vu Ra'u Ilaho Ra'a, or there's a Talmud that's Ra'u Ilaho Ra'a that realizes that it's a terrible mistake that they're making. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkagos that if he was an Ama Aretz, this halacha does not apply because an Ama Aretz, it's not called that he knows that they're mistaken. And Amaritz doesn't, we assume he doesn't know. Even if he thinks he knows, he doesn't know enough to know what he knows and doesn't know. So it's got to be a Talmud that's Roi Loho Ra'a, V'halach V'asal Pien. And nevertheless, even though the person knew better and they knew that Bezin was making a mistake, they said, but the Bezin Paskin. So they go and they follow what the Bezin said. So they go and they eat the Chalev. We're going to see later in today's daf that the mistake the person made was that they thought that Lo Sasser, that you're not allowed to veer, Yeminu small from what Bezin says, is afilu toin, is even if you know that they're making a mistake, they believe in the infallibility of the Bezin, that if Bezin says it, then that determines it, that makes it. There's one place where we say that Bezin afilu toin, that is by Kiddush HaChodesh, but in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, if they're mistaken, they're mistaken. You're not allowed to do something that's wrong, even if very big rabbis are saying to do it. You're not supposed to follow something that you know to be a mistake. So this guy goes and he follows what Bezin says, thinking that you're supposed to follow what Bezin says, even when you know that they're wrong. Bein Shasu Vasima, and whether Bezin also does it, and they all do the Avera together. Bein Shasu Vasa Achrein, or whether Bezin does the Avera, and then later on this guy does the Avera. Bein Shasu Vasa, or whether Bezin does not get involved in the Avera at all, and this guy does it all on his own. Hareza Chayiv Mneishlo Tola BeBezin. He's going to be Chayiv because he was not Tola on Bezin because he knew that they made a mistake. He was Tola on his own understanding that you need to follow Bezdin, even when they're mistaken. The bottom line rule is that if a person is doing something on his own das, he's going to be chayiv a karban chatas. A person is doing something based on the das of Bezdin, knowing that he doesn't have his own das, and that he's just relying on Bezdin, he doesn't know any better, so he's going to be potter. The Gemara, of course, is going to discuss why we need to say zah klal. We already said all of that in the halachos leading up to that last line of the Mishnah. So Amar Shmuel, comes along Shmuel, the Leolamein Bezin Chayavin, Bezin is not going to be Chayav Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur, at Shiyom Lehem Mutarnatem, unless they say to the Tzibur, Belashon Mutarnatem. But if the Dayanim are just discussing among themselves, and they say, you know what, this really seems to be Mutar, and in their conversations and learning, they say that it's Mutar, but they never issued an instruction of Mutarnatem, but people heard that they were talking learning, and that they held that it's Mutar, and they really felt that it was Mutar, then Bezin does not bring a Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur. Each Yachid that violates that Avera B'Shogeg brings their own Chatos Yachid, because there was never an instruction of Mutar Natan. That's how the Me'iri explains this line in the Mishnah. The Be'er Sheva says, based on the Yerushalmi, that Shmuel is coming to be Ma'it, a case where Bezin says, Piturinatem. Piturinatem would imply Pater Avalasar. And they go and they do it anyway. The Basin didn't tell you it's Mutar. So that's why he says, no, only if they say Mutarinatem. They have to go all the way. They have to say that it's Mamish Mutar. But Pashtus is like the Me'iri, even though the Yerushalmi seems to say not that way. Pashtus is like the Me'iri, that Mutarinatem means an instruction as opposed to talking and learning. Rav Dimi Minarda Amar, Achiyom Alem, Mutarinatem, La'asos. They need to go even further. It's not enough that they say mutar natem. They have to say it's mutar to do this maisa. They have to beferish say to do this maisa. Meaning it's mutar for you to eat chalev, to eat this type of chalev. Tosar Rash writes that mutar natem is a hora'a shalob b'shas maisa, that someone just asks, oh, what's the halacha about this kind of chalev? And they say, oh, that's mutar. Whereas mutar natem lasos is they say, halacha l'maisa, can I eat this? And they say, yes, you may eat that. Only when that's mutar natem lasos are you going to be chayev according to Rav Dimi min Arda. So fundamental machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Dimi min Arda. Shmuel says that a hora'a is a psak halacha, an issued psak halacha, whereas Rav Dimi min Arda says it has to be more than that. It has to be psak halacha with the instruction to do. Mutar natem la'asos. So my taima, l'fish lo nigmar hora'a. What's the basis of Rav Dimi? Because it's not called the complete hora'a until they say la'asos. So now the Gemara says, let's bring rayas to Rav Dimi. The Gemara is going to have three rayas that Rav Dimi is correct. So the Gemara, the Chumash talks about Isha Shayasa Bezadun Vilti Shmoel Kohen or Shavit Umesa Ishahu, that you have a case where the Chacham of the city disagree about a Dvar Halacha, so they go to Yerushalayim to ask the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and the Sanhedrin HaGadol paskins on the Halacha, and then the Chacham go back to their city, and one of them continues to say, like he originally held, against what the Sanhedrin paskin. That's the parsha known as Zakin Mamre, and the halacha is a Zakin Mamre is Chayiv Chenek. So Amar Abaye Afana Namitanina. What we learned in the, I'll bring you a raya from a Beferish Mishnah to that which Rav Dimi said. There is a Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin about a Zakin Mamre that Chazar Liro. The Zakin Mamre goes back to his city after Sanhedrin informed him that he's mistaken, that he's wrong, and Shana Velimid Kederek Shalimid, and he goes and he teaches the halacha the way he had previously taught it. Potter, he's still not a Zakin Mamre, but Horalassos. But if it wasn't just that Lamed Derek Shalimed, it was Horalassos. He starts issuing a psak to go and to do a certain Misa Chayiv. Then he's a real Zakin Mamre, then he's Chayiv Misa, because that's a Hora'ah. And a person's only Zakin Mamre if he issues a Hora'ah. So if that's the case, when Bezin just says Mutar Natem, that's not a Hora'ah Gemura. They're not going to be Chayiv Parom Dov Shaltzibur for that. It's only if Hora la'asos. So the Chak Nasan raises the question, what's Rav Dimi Mechadish if it's a Beferish Mishnah in Masech Sanhedrin? And even worse, how could Shmuel argue on Rav Dimi and say that you don't need to be Hora la'asos if it's a Beferish Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that only when it's Hora la'asos is that called a Hora'ah? So the Chak Nasan suggests that it could be that the Mishnah, it could be one could explain the Mishnah that the Zakin Mamre didn't say Mutar Natem la'asos, but from his Hora'ah that it was Mutar, it looks like it's as if he told them la'asos, and maybe that's how Shmuel understood that Mishnah. But nevertheless, the pashtus of the Mishnah seems to be a good raya for Rav Dimi. A second raya, Amar Rabbi Abba, Afana Nami Tanina. I'll bring you another Mishnah that's a raya to Rav Dimi. A Mishnah Maseches Yevamos. You have a woman that an Eid Echad comes and tells her that her husband had died. Horula Bezin Li Nasei, and Bezin paskins for her that she can get married. So over here, it doesn't have to be a Sanhedrin, because in order for a woman to get remarried, she doesn't need to go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, nor even to Sanhedrin Ketana. Just the local Beis Din could tell her to get remarried. So that's what Tosfos points out, that the Gemara still brings a raya to this din, that a hora'ah gemura is only when you say mutar natem lasos, because as far as what the definition of hora'ah is, it shouldn't matter about the level of the Beis Din, as long as they're issuing a hora'ah. So we could bring a raya from that which is not a Sanhedrin, but Horula Bezin Linase, Bezin tells you can go get remarried, Vahalcha Vakilkala, but instead of going and getting remarried, she goes and she just gets involved in a relationship of Znus, and then it turns out that her husband was alive, so she was an Eshes Ish. Now, it's a very different thing if a woman is Mizana when she's an Eshes Ish versus being Mizana when she's not an Eshes Ish. Neither of them is a great mitzvah, but one is a much, much bigger Avera than the other. So the halacha is Chayevis Bekarban. She's a Chayev Bekarban, like an Eshes Ish that was Nivala B'Shogeg, and she's not going to be Potter based on the Hora of Bezin, Shalohi Tirula Elali Hinase, because all Bezin told her she could do is to get married. They never were Matir what she did. So from the Mishnah of Horula Bezin Lihinase, it doesn't say Hitirua Lihinase, it says Horula Bezin Lihinase, so it sounds like they told her Muteres At Lihinase. So that's how Bezin has to issue a Psak. So it sounds like over here as well, when Bezin says about Chelev or Dam, And they don't say mutar natem laasos lechol chaylev lechol dam. So then that's not called a gemar hora'a. A real hora'a is when they issue the instruction as part of the hora'a, not just mutar natem to do this. So you see, it's another raya that it's mutar natem laasos would have to be the definition of hora'a. Amar Ravi Nafan and Amitani, I'll bring you a third mishnah. That's a raya. Horu bezin lavarachas alachs mikol mitzvah samurus b'torah, that it says horu Bezin lavar. Lavar sounds like to do a particular maisa. That's like mutar natem lasos. Only that is a full hora'a for which the yachid is going to be putter from a carbon if he follows that hora'a. Sulamidi, and these are three wonderful rayas. Rav Dimi is therefore proven to be correct in this machlokas between Rav Dimi and Shmuel. So that was version number one. Comes along, the Gemara says, Ikadamri. Another version of this machlokas is that Amr Shmuel ain't Bezin Chayavin Anshiyomer Lahem Mutar Natem Lasos. That Bezin is only going to be Chayav Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur if they say Mutar Natem Lasos, meaning with the Lasos. In the first version, Shmuel did not say they have to say Mutar Natem Lasos, just Mutar Natem. Now in this version, Shmuel is the one that says they have to say Mutar Natem Lasos. Rav Dimi Narda Amar Afilu Mutar Natem Nigmar Ora. And Rav Dimi Narda says, no, they don't have to say Lasos, just Mutar Natem is enough of a Hora'a. Amar Abaye Vahalo Tanan Hachis. Abaye asks on Rav Dimi, aye, but we have a Mishnah about Zaken Mamre, Chazuli Rav Shadol Limit Gzer Shlimit Potter or Lasos Chayiv, that it's only Ora if it's Lasos. So Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba says, and I got another Mishnah like we just read, Vahalo Tanan Hachi, Horla Bezinli Nasei, Vahalchav Kilkul Chayav is Bekarbin Shlomit Tirula Lili Nasei. Sounds like the Ora of Bezin was to do, to get married, was specifically Lasos. Amar Ravina Vahalo Tanan Hachi, Ravina says, I got another Mishnah, Horu Basin Lav or Lachas, we call Mrs. Samur's Betorah, that it's Dafka that they say what to do. So it's all Lasos, the Sulamidi. So that's a Raya against Rav Dimi, meaning it's all the same Rayas and it's all the same Machlokas. We just flipped the two Shitos. So those three Rayas, the Gemara thinks are very strong Rayas, that Lasos is part of the Hora'ah. Vahalacha Yachid Vasa Shogig Al Piyam. The Mishnah then went on to say that if a Yachid goes and does Bishogig Al Piyam, based on what the Beis Din says, whether Beis Din acts with him or separate from him, Beis Din doesn't act at all, he's going to be potter from a personal carbon chatas. So v'nisni v'asa al pihem shogeg lameli. Let the Mishnah just say v'alecha yachid v'asa al pihem. Why does he have to say that he did it? That he did it b'shogeg, meaning lechora. It's obvious. The Rabbeinu Chananel says you don't need to be mazid because lechora, even if he did it b'mazid over here, he's going to be potter. Meaning there's no chiluk between mazid and shogeg over here. If a guy doesn't have era for which he's chayv a carbon chatas b'mazid, he's potter from a chatas. Chayv kares, but he's potter from a chatas, right? So whether he did it b'mazid or whether he did it shogeg al pihem, it's irrelevant. Either way, he's going to be potter from a carbon chatos. So that's why the Gemara is asking, why does the Mishnah have to mention that the guy did it b'shogeg al piyam? What is the chiddush of that word? So Amar Rava explains, the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. Shogeg al piyam doesn't mean he did this action b'shogeg al piyam. He did it b'shogeg, or he did it al piyam. There are two different cases that either shogeg or al piyam. Shogeg la asuye horu bezin shechelav mutter v'nischalif lo chelav b'shumun va'achalo, that potter. The shogeg means that bezin paskin that chelav is mutter b'achila. Not that bezin paskin that all chelav is mutter b'achila. That would not be a valid psah. That bezin paskin that a particular type of chelav is mutter b'achila. And this guy confused that type of chelav with Schumann, so he thought he was eating fats that actually are permitted, so he's potter, because even if he would have known that this was chaylev, he still would have eaten it, because based in Paskin that it's mutter. One is only chayev a carbon when he's shav miyadiyaso. Person is only chayev a carbon chatos if he did an avera b'shogeg, where had he realized, he never would have done the avera. Had this guy realized what he was eating, he still would have done it, because based in Paskin that you're allowed to do it. So that would not be called the shav miyadiyaso, and therefore he's going to be potter. That's the case of shogeg where you're potter. al pihem is al pihem mamish, is where he actually does what they said. They said you could eat this type of chalev, and he went and he ate that type of chalev. So that's a case of al pihem where he's going to be potter. So that is Rava's understanding of what the word shogeg is doing over here. V'ikadamri, but another version of what Rava said, Amar Rava, that the reason it says shogeg al pihem is shogeg al pihem u'dupater. It's not two separate cases. It's one case that if he does shogeg al pihem, he's potter. Avol nischayv al chalev b'shum v'achalo chayev. But the case that we just described, where he ended up eating chalev, the type of chalev that they paskin is mutter, but not because they paskin it's mutter, he's eating it because he thinks it's shuman, because he thinks it's permitted fat. So in such a case, he's going to be chayev a carbon. That's called violating an avera b'shogeg. So says Gemara, mils de pshita leil rava coming by leil rava bar chama. What the din that Rava thought was a davar pashut, that someone who was confusing chalev for shuman, where based in paskin that the chalev is mutter, and this guy eats it, where in either version of Rava, Rava knew what the halacha is. It's just that in the first version of Rava, it was pashut to Rava that he's pater. In the second version of Rava, it's pashut to Rava that he's chayiv in such a case. So whichever version of Rava you go with, Rava was confident. It's just we're not sure which way Rava was confident, that you're pater or that you're chayiv. So whichever way, but that which was pashut to Rava, kami by Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama was not sure about that. The by Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama raised the following shayla. Horu bezin shechelev mutter, bezin paskin that a particular type of chelev is mutter, vinis chalif lo b'shuman, and this guy goes and confuses that for shuman, va'acholo, and he eats it, mahu, what's the din? So Amar Rava, Tashma, Rava says, I'll be poshit the suffix from our Mishnah. It says, halach, yachav asa shogeg al p'yem, so we're medayik, shogeg al p'yem lamali, why does he have to mention the word shogeg and al p'yem, lavla asuye, he's not coming to tell me, horu bezin shechelev mutter, vinis chalif chelev b'shuman, va'acholo, that he's potter. So the Gemara says, no, dilma shogeg al p'yem, who the potter, avins chalif b'shuman, va'acholo, chayiv. Maybe shogeg al p'yem is going to be potter, but if this unique case of making them passing the chalif is mutter and him confusing chalif for shuman, he's taka chayiv, or ikad de'amri, or maybe the way the conversation went, again, depending which way, which version of Rava we're going with, maybe the way the conversation went was that Amar Rava Tashma, that Rava said, I'll bring you a raya. Halach yachad vasa shogeg al p'yem, that the Mishnah says shogeg al p'yem, my love shogeg al p'yem, who the potter avins chalif b'shuman v'acholo chayiv. Doesn't that imply that if it were Neschalif Chelev B'Shuman, he's going to be Chayiv like the second version of Rava? Says Gemara, no, Dilma, oh Shogeg, oh LPM. No, maybe the Mishnah means to say two separate cases, either Shogeg or LPM, which is like the first version of Rava. And then in either of the cases, whether he actually ate the chalev that knowingly ate the chalev that Beis Din paskened on, or whether he ate the chalev that Beis Din paskened on thinking that it's Shuman, in either case he's going to be Pater. So says the Gemara, these two lashonos of Rava as to whether a person who ate chalev thinking it was shuman, but the chalev that he was eating was the chalev that Beis Din paskin is mutter, whether he's going to be chayev or pater to bring a chatas yachid is beplukta, is really an earlier machlokas amoraim from an earlier generation. Because haru Beis Din shchalev mutter v'nischayev v'chalev b'shuman v'achalo, this exact case, Rava or pater, Rabbi Yochanan or chayev. So essentially we have three models of how to approach this case. We have Rava's absolute confidence, but we're not sure which way his confidence went, either that you're pater or that you're chayiv. We have Rami Bar Chama, rather, who was unsure what the halacha is, and we have a machlokas where Rav and Rabbi Yochanan each gave a psak halacha, one that you're pater, the other one that you're chayiv. Okay, so Meisvei, so the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is confident that you're chayiv in such a case. You're chayiv to bring a regular korban chatas in such a case. So the Gemara challenges. You know, the pasuk says me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa. So the lashon me'am ha'aretz sounds like a miut, that only me'am ha'aretz, only some am ha'aretz, not everybody is going to be chayiv a korban for eating this chaylev. So that tells me prat l'mumar, as opposed to a mumar is not going to be chayiv a korban chatas. Meaning, let's say a person does is not observing at all. He rejected all Torah mitzvahs and he ate chaylev b'shogeg. So he's going to be potter. He's not not going to be chayiv a carbon chatos. Rabbi Shimon Yossi Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Hareyu Omer. The pasuk says about a part in the parsha of the chatos of a nasi of a melech. It says Asher lo seyasena bishkaga v'ashem o hoda. So then it says he brings his carbon, and we darshin hashav miyidiaso. Someone who did not eat this who would not have eaten this chaylev had he realized that it was chaylev, maybe carbon al shigaso. Such a person brings a carbon if he eats the chaylev b'shogeg. But lo shav miyidiaso. Someone who would have eaten it anyway, even had he known that it was chaylev, like a mumar, eino maybe carbon al shigaso. He doesn't bring a carbon for a shogeg v'emisa. But if the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that the guy had a psak from Bezin that chaylev is mutter, but he thought he was eating shuman, and Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev a carbon, lo shav miyidiasahu. He shouldn't be chayev. He's not someone to shav miyidiasahu. I mean, let's say you would have caught the guy last minute. You would have said, wait, that thing you think is shuman, it's really this type of chaylev. You know what he would have done? He would have said, thank you very much, and then eaten it, because Bezin paskin that it's mutter. So he's not someone who's shav miyidiasahu. How can you, Rabbi Yochanan, therefore say that he's chayev? So answer the Gemara, Amra Papa, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Kivin Duchim Misyadu, Lubedina Hadribahu, Vunami Hadabe, Shav Miyidiasa Karina Levichayev. No, it is called Shav Miyidiasa, because granted, had you told him at the last moment, that's really this type of chalev, he would have eaten it, but had you told Beis Din this type of chalev is really us, and they would have realized that it really is chalev, they would have changed their psak, and that change of psak would have made this guy change his mind. That's called Shav Miyidiasa. He's not a mumar, he's not going out to do Averos, so that's still considered Shav Miyidiasa. So the Gemara is Mechadesh Adin according to Rav. Amar Rava, Rava says that even though Rav said that someone who confused chaylev for shuman is pater from bringing a regular karmel chatos, but if half of the tzibur does al pi beis din and they eat chaylev, moda Rav she'eno mashlim l'rov tzibur. If let's say exactly 50% of the tzibur just followed the psak of the beis din and ate chaylev, and then you have this one guy that could tip the scales whether it's rov tzibur or not, this one guy who also ate the chaylev, but he did so thinking that it was shuman, that he's not mashlim to the rov tzibur. He doesn't tip the scales and say, ooh, now Bezin brings a parallel in Davar Shel Tzibur, because now it's the rov of the tzibur that violated the halacha. My time, because of a krab b'shkaga, achi ukulam b'shkaga achas. Even though everyone was, 51% of the tzibur was b'shogeg, but not the same shogeg. 50% of them just ate the chaylev thinking that it's mutter, and this guy ate the chaylev thinking that it was shuman. So it's a different shogeg. Good. Then the Mishnah said, whether the guy, Beis Din does the Avera together with the guy, Beis Din does the Avera before the guy, Beis Din doesn't do the Avera at all, the halachas are going to be the same. Why does it have to say all three of those permutations? I understand why it says it in the Reisha, because each line is a greater chiddush than the previous line, that a yachid is not only pater in a case where Beis Din ate with him, even if Beis Din didn't eat with him, he's pater. Not only that, even if Beis Din didn't eat at all, the yachid is going to be pater. I would think he has more culpability if he didn't have the coverage of Beis Din doing it with him or doing it at all. So it's a lozu avzu. El sefer de l'chiyuva. But if the Sefer wanted to write it in a Lozu Avzu, where it's talking about a guy being chay of a carbon, right, in the case of the Sefer, then it should have said it in the opposite order. So why does it say it in this order? So it says, well, Zovei and Tzarech Lomar Zokatani. Sometimes Mishnayos are not written in order of increasing Chiddush. Sometimes it's written in order of diminishing Chiddush, that we start with the biggest Chiddush and say, oh yeah, and therefore obviously the lesser Chiddushim. And what's unique about this is that the Mishnah changed its style in from one line to the next. That it started with Lozu Avzu, and then the next line was Zuvein Tzarech Lomar. We then said that if one of the members of the Beis Din or a Talmud that's Roi La'ra realized that there was a mistake and that person violated the Avera, he's going to be Chayiv. So Tarti Lamali, why do you have to tell me Echad Mehem and a Talmud Roi La'ra? They're the same basic case. You have someone who knew better. So Rabbi Itzrich, Salka Taitichamina Hanimili Gomer Vesavir, Avil Gomer Velo Savir Lo. I would have thought out that this din of a person who knew better and therefore being chayiv for his own actions is only a person who knew the dinim and he knows how to be mevin davar mitoch davar. He knows how to analyze the dinim, but a person who learned but he doesn't know how to be mevin davar mitoch davar is not going to be chayiv for relying on his own for not relying on his own psak, for following the psak of the Beis Din, even though we knew Beis Din is mistaken. I would think that's not called a horah. He's not quite a bal madrega to be at the level of horah. So that's why it has to tell me that even a Talmud, the Talmud is someone who's gamir, he's very knowledgeable, but he doesn't yet have that experience in psak to know how to be medama milsa the milsa. So the chiddush is, he's enough of a posek that he's called that he's somich on himself and not on the Beis Din. So I'm like, abay lo ra'a, gamir v'savr mashma, but it says he's a Talmud that's ra'ui lahura'a. You wouldn't call a guy who's ra'ui lahura'a if he's a walking computer, but he has no experience in psak, and he has no ability to analyze psak halacha. That's not hura'a. That's just stam, a guy with a photographic memory, right? They say someone once went to the Brisker Rav, and he had a photographic memory, and they were trying to impress the Brisker Rav with how much he knew. And afterwards, they said, "Nu, what did you think?" He said, "I've met Amaratzim before, but never in Amaratzim, all of Shas." Like, meaning it's one thing to know everything, but you have to be Maven Dover Mitok Dover. So Amalei, Ana Hachi Kamina. He said, no, what I meant is as follows. Ime Ahi, if it only would have said one of the members of the Beis Din, Hava Mina Hani Mili Gomer V'Savar, I would have thought that this din, that he's Chayiv, if he knows that Beis Din is making a mistake, is only if he's Gomer V'Savir, because he's a member of the Sanhedrin, so he's definitely Gomer V'Savir. Aval Gomer V'Lo Savir Lo, but someone who's Gomer V'Lo Savir, I would think he's not going to be Chayiv. So Tana Ra'ui La Ra, so it tells me the case of Ra'ui La Ra, which also, you're right, implies Gomer V'Savir, but Mishnah Yisera, Afil Gomer V'Lo Savir Lo Gomer. But from the fact that there's an extra line in the Mishnah, it must be Marbe, another type of individual, and that other type of individual, someone's a half a Talmud Chacham. So even someone, not only someone who's a full Talmud Chacham, is going to be Chayiv for his own actions, even a Chatzi Talmud Chacham. I, the words Ra'ui La Ra, mean a full Talmud Chacham? Yeah, but it's extra. Whenever it's extra, you can darshan something new out of it. It's quite a chiddush in how to read a Mishnah. It's similar to Riboy Achariboy, that ain't Riboy Achariboy Ela Lema'it, but in Torah Shebal Peh, not in Torah Shebichsad, that the Mishnah has a double Riboy about a member of the Sanhedrin and a Ra'ui La Ra, and that's a miut somehow. So Ra'ui La Ra, Kigon Man, who is someone who's Ra'ui La Ra? Amarav, Kigon Shem Ben Azim, Shem Ben Zoma. Like Shem Ben Azim, Shem Ben Zoma. Amarav, Abayi, Ki Agavna, Mezid, such a person is amazed because they definitely knew better than the Beis Din, right? So how can you call that a shogeg? But according to you, that a Talmud like Shimon ben Azai is amazed. Hadatanya, that which it says in the Brisa, Basosa Achas Yachados and Piatzmo Chayv Baraz Beis Din Potter Ketzad Horu Beis Din Shechel of Mutter. If Beis Din Paskins Shechel of Mutter, Vinod Alechem Yan Shato, and one of them realizes Beis Din made a mistake, or Talmud Yoshev Levein Veroy Lo Ra Kigon Shimon ben Azai, or a Talmud that sitting there was Roy Lo Ra like Shimon ben Azai. Yachol Yei Potter, you might think he's Potter Tamalom Rabas, so Sa'achas, Yachros Al Piatzman Chayiv, Baras Beis Din Potter. If a person is relying on himself, he's going to be Chayiv, but if he's relying on the Rav Beis Din, he's going to be Potter. So you could ask the same kasha on this Brisa, that a person like Shimon ben Azai is amazing, he can never be Chayiv a Karban. Elehech Mishkach, so how do you find such a case of someone who's Roy La Ra and he's still going to be Chayiv a Karban? No, the case is that he knew that eating this chaylev is asr, but he made a mistake because he thought mitzvah l'shma d'vircham means that even when they're mistaken, you're supposed to listen to them. So the didi nami. So when I said Talmud Ra'i La'ra in our Mishnah is like someone like Shimon ben Zoma, Shimon ben Azai, to tell b'mitzvah l'shma d'vircham, it means that his mistake was in the concept of mitzvah l'shma d'vircham, that he thought you're supposed to follow the chachamim even when they're mistaken. Such a person is going to be chayiv. We then said at the end of the Mishnah that there's a klal, that someone who's told about atzmus chayiv. Whenever we say za klal, it's always coming to include some other case. That's coming to include someone who is mezalzel in the horos of the chachamim. And over here, Bezen Paskin ti eat chaylev, and he went and he ate chaylev. So since he normally rejects hora, he didn't eat the chaylev because of their hora, he did it for himself. He did it because he likes to eat chaylev, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. And we then said, Tol the Beis Din is going to be Potter. La Suye Horu Beis Din V'Yadu Shatau. That Beis Din, that comes to include a case where Beis Din is Paskin Zachel of his Mutter. Beis Din then realizes they made a mistake. mistake. V'chazuben, and they therefore changed their psak. They backed out. And this guy didn't know that they backed out, and he followed what he thought was their psak. So he's patur because he was still talib bebezdin. So it says, but that's going to appear in the next Mishnah. Yeah, tani v'adar mefarish. Sometimes the Mishnah will allude to something and then say it more explicitly. Amar Avidor Mishmol, Zodiv Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah that someone who's talib bebezdin is patur follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Avil chamm omrim yachid shasal baras bezdin, chayiv. The chamm hold that when the majority of the tzibur follows a ras bezdin, then the yechidim are patur and the bezdin brings paralim davar shel tzibur. But when a Yachid follows the psak of the Beis Din, then that Yachid is going to be Chayiv. My Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda says like our Mishnah? Titanya vim nefesh achas techla b'shkada ba'asosa hare elu shlosha miyutin. You have nefesh, you have achas, you have ba'asosa, ha'osa m'piyatsmu chayiv ba'oraz Beis Din pater. That teaches me that if you do m'piyatsmu chayiv, you do ba'oraz Beis Din your pater. And my Rabbanan, where do we find the sheet of the Rabbanan? Titanya adai aniyomer miyut kal shechatu chayavin shein Beis Din mevin al yidei in par, that when a minority of the tzibur does the avera, they're going to be chayiv, because that's not a case where Bezin would bring a par. Rov kal shechatu yu patur in shari Bezin mevin al yidei in par. So Tamil Omer, me ama aretz afilu ruba vafilu kula. That me ama aretz tells me that the parsha of echatos yachid is even when the majority of the kal sinned, and even when all of the kal sinned. So the Gemara, you know, we'll start with my Rabbanan again tomorrow, because it's going to take us some time to explain how that's the shita of the Rabbanan. Okay.